Good morning. We're Halton here. The Alvin Klal Gimel, Rabbi Say Hilchos Rechilus Klal Gimel. Okay, we're talking about the Rechilus is whether the person, again, Rechilus is gossip, saying over something about somebody, what he did or what he said. Yeah? Ochel Saber Rechilus Avshu Emes Gomor. Ochel Saber Rechilus Avshu Emes Gomor. You're not allowed to tell over. You're not allowed to tell over gossip, whether it is true. Shame or shum tarei b'shaker. Whether there's any, there's no mixture. There's no shemes. There's no lying at all in it. I feel the shalom fine. Even not in front of the person. But feel me yodei ba'atzma shayo oim yodavar ze'af afon. I would have said it, even if again what happened. So I'm telling Shmerel what Reuven said or did about him. So I'm saying, even if Reuven really did it, and even if Reuven was here, I would have said it, right? I would have said it to Shmerel. Still it's Aser. Rechilus Mikri, still called gossip. V'kolshkein, im humay is pun of lo and love of fun of mamish. Certainly, even if he says it, he says avada, if he says it in front of him, it's mamish rechilus. Ata di baratalov, o sisalo kachakach. And he says, you spoke, he says, Reuven, you spoke about Shmerel, and you said Shmerel was whatever, whether it was derogatory or not, right? That's the difference in Rechilus and Lashon Hara. Even if it's not derogatory, even if it's not negative. But if you say to Reuven, even in front of Shmerel, I'm trying, you say to Shmerel in front of Reuven, Shmerel, you did or said such and such. It's Osir. Va'avoyne gadol harbe yoser. And his aver is even greater. Why? Again, the main thing by Rechilus we saw since the beginning, everybody says what? What might happen when you say to Shmerel what Reuven said or did? What might happen between the relationship of Shmerel and Reuven? It's going to cause what? Hello, guys, remember? What are we worried about? Huh? They're not going to like each other, right? They're going to hate each other, right? That's the main thing that happens over here by Rechilus, right? So that's what he says. He says, number one, you machne sinna, hatred, chazaka b'libo shal, and nidon lozeh. Why can we have to? You skabel adavar esla emes gomer. It's not like, you know, say, oh, maybe it's worse, it says it not in front of them. Just the opposite. Because I'm saying it right in front of their faces, it's obvious that it's true. I'm not scared of saying it. Shmerel, you said such and such about Reuven. So now Reuven's vade gonna, there's no question he's gonna believe it. Because after all, he's saying it right in front of us, right? If it wouldn't have been that it was true, if he wouldn't have had, you know, meis ponev means
brazenness.
What? Brazenness. Oh, good, right. Chutzpah. Wait, remember that? Where do you know the lashon of meis ponev? Ain't know the meis ponev shalom balden, right? Baba Kam. So lawyers and meis ponev lomer lobo ponev. He wouldn't have said it. He wouldn't have had the chutzpah, the brazenness, to say that in front of his face. Correct. He's instead of just saying Rechilus in front of one guy, he's saying in front of another guy, and he's causing all of them to be over more aveiros. If you remember, all the way back last year, those of you here in the beginning of the Sikha of Hilchos Lashon Hara, where the Chafetz Chaim goes through, he says not only being over the Isser of Loselech Rachel, we also being over other Isurim of going against after Rechel Kamoichan, going against other Isurim, and by saying it in front of the two of them, you will. Okay, let's cap another one more here. Base Im Reuven Diber Al Shimon Bifnei Levi. Okay, Reuven spoke about Shimon Diber in front of Levi. All right. V'holach Levi now v'sibar adorim l'Shimon. Now what happens is he goes back to Shimon. Okay. So again, Reuven said something to Levi about Shimon, and now Levi goes back to Shimon and tells him what Reuven said. Also, l'Shimon loymer chakach l'Reuven echti barta Levi v'nei Levi. So now Shimon can't go back to Reuven, the original Reichel, and say, why you say that to me? Well, excuse me, why you say it to Levi about me? Why? What is that? If you tell the original Reichel why you say Rechilus about me in front of Levi, you're saying Rechilus about Levi. Because Levi told me, you follow? Again, one guy tells gossip to another guy. And then he tells it over to the guy who said it about, and then that guy goes to the original Roichel and says, you're the guy who told me you gossiped about me. That's gossip, because you're saying what? That Levi told me the gossip, right? So that's gossip to say the other guy told me gossip. So it's Rechilus about Rechilus. That's Rechilus. Rechilus in Aveira. Right? This where Machmas Levi. Even if he doesn't say Befeirish that it's Levi, why did you speak about me in front of someone else? Even if he says someone else, doesn't make a difference. If by way of saying that, by the way, Yavin Ruben Mia Imagalalo, the way Reuven will realize that Shimon was talking about Levi, you follow? In other words, Shimon said, you spoke about me in front of someone else, and Reuven will know that there's someone else is Levi. Memela, therefore Levi obviously told Shimon, and Shimon is saying Rukilus about Levi. So then it's also what I'm saying to Rabbim Harbe and Ashram Shalom Bazaar. A lot of people are over on this, why? So they figure, I'm going to go back to the original guy. We're all friends here. Listen, I'm just I'm not making behind anyone's back. Why do you say that about me? I have tinus to you. It's very understandable, by the way. I'm the innocent party, right? Someone told gossip about me. So I go back to my original friend and say, Bubala, why are you going around? Don't gossip about me. That's usur. Because now I'm giving over the person who heard the gossip, what? Said it. And now I'm saying it over. That's gossip. It's a very mustabra thing to do. It's a very mustabra thing to do, but it's absolutely usur, and it's considered rechilus. Something to
do. This is
tzidkus
to do.
Huh?
First thing to think
it's tzidkus. Yeah, sure. You might have it's close. I'm,
right.
I'm going to try to straighten it out and make shalom, whatever.
Right, it's sin of a lave otherwise.
Right. So it could be that this is one of the cases where if this all the toilets, whatever, maybe later on, you know, in cloud tests, we'll see. But
wouldn't this only be like where the only way that you could have heard of the fact that the guy was the one who was a rochel about you was from Levi?
I guess so. He says
if you heard in a different way, then it's not a rochilus on Levi.
It could be, right. If he say it's Stam, you don't say the name, because he says, That's possible. But you're not saying you said it. You're saying, oh, I heard something, right. Okay, Chavruch, HaShakayach, we're getting up extra special early before Slichos to learn. Love again, Davin.